God is kind and merciful. God witnessed the affliction and the suffering of his enslaved chosen people in Egypt. In his mercy, God calls and sends Moses to lead them away from slavery to freedom. He gave the Israelites all they needed to escape to a land of milk and honey. He gave them food, drink, and even showed them the promised land. But they grumbled about what was offered them and desired evil things. God showed them mercy, and they took what he gave them. And they took it with selfishness, with greed, and with arrogance, no thankfulness. They felt that their lives, their freedom was secure. They felt that they deserved God's mercy. For were they not God's people, his chosen ones? God is love, and his greatest attribute is mercy. He seeks to have us receive his love and his mercy at every opportunity. But the Israelites did not accept his mercy with love, did not receive it with humility and thankfulness. The Israelites did not accept God's mercy, so instead, they received his justice. They refused mercy and were not allowed to enter the promised land. God told them of their sinfulness and made an example of them. An example of what happens when we accept God's mercy but do not reciprocate with praise and thanksgiving and do not show mercy ourselves. In our gospel, the people do not see God as a merciful God. They judged acts of violence and natural disasters to be acts of God, judgments against the victims as somehow deserving what happened to them as punishment. They pondered in their minds why this happened to the victims, worried about in their minds about the fate of others. What did they do to deserve such a punishment? But what was to be in their own fates? What about our own fates? This is what should be pondered. Our fate. What awaits us? How will we be judged at the end of our lives? We are 3 weeks into Lent, into a time of repentance, a time to repent of what we have done. It's a time of praying and fasting, contemplation on ourselves and doing penance, and performing acts of spiritual self-discipline. When we do these things, we are accepting God's mercy and seeking to return and pass it on. All of these things are seeking the mercy from God for that time when he judges us. And this brings us to the parable of the fig tree. In our Bible today, it is bracketed, it is surrounded by the fruit of the fig tree. In the first book of the Bible, book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve have fallen, they clothe themselves in the leaves of the fig tree. And the last book of our Bible, the book of Revelation, stars falling from the sky are compared to figs falling from the fig tree. Now the owner of the fig tree wants to cut it down because it does not produce fruit. But the farmer asks to give it another chance, as he will cultivate it, fertilize it, and water it. The owner judged the fig tree to be worthless. And it's interesting that in the Bible's first mention of the fig tree, its leaves clothe the fallen, Adam and Eve. Then in the Bible's last mention, figs falling from the tree are stars falling from the sky. The fig tree is also associated with falling from God. As in our parable today, the fig tree itself is falling. It has not borne fruit. My brothers and sisters, the fig tree is us. We have all fallen in some way, big or small. And regardless of where we are in our faith journey, Jesus will show us mercy. Like the farmer, he asks for mercy. He will give us another chance. He will provide, then, all that we need to be fruitful. We just need to receive his mercy and cultivate, feed, and water our souls. We cultivate ourselves and our souls by preparing to receive God, doing this through reflecting on our action, and tilling the soul through true contrition and penance in the sacrament of reconciliation. Our souls are fed through prayer, sacred scripture, the Eucharist, and Holy Mass. And we water our souls through living our baptism. The sacrament of baptism, in which we are cleansed by flowing water, received in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So let us no longer exhaust the soil in our fruitlessness, but graciously receive God's mercy and then produce an abundant harvest.